Culture 2. Hollywood. A.
The first American films were made in the very early years of the 20th century. At that time, the centre of the film industry was New York, where the inventor, Thomas Edison, had huge power because he had patented a lot of the filmmaking equipment. Around 1910, film studios began to move to the West Coast, as far away from New York and from Edison as possible. Hollywood was born.
B.
For most of the 1920s, Hollywood produced silent movies with no speaking or soundtrack. When these movies were shown in cinemas, a pianist or organist played music while the audience watched. By the late 1920s, the technology existed to add sound, but not everybody liked the idea. "Who wants to hear actors talk?" said Harry Warner, the owner of one of the largest studios. But he was wrong, and silent movies soon became a thing of the past.
C.
Between the 1930s and the 1950s, the big Hollywood studios, like MGM and Paramount, were making hundreds of films a year. Cinema tickets cost only a few cents, and millions went to see the latest films, even in times of war or recession. In fact, especially during those times, because movies offered a form of escapism. But by the 1950s, cinema had a rival, television. And, as the famous Polish-born film producer Samuel Goldwyn said, "Why should people go out and pay money to see bad films when they can stay at home and see bad television for nothing?"
D.
By the 1960s, cinema audiences had declined, mainly because of the popularity of TV, and Hollywood had to change. They began to make fewer films each year, concentrating on a small number of expensive blockbusters. This is basically still their approach today. A box office hit can make a lot of money for the studio and the investors, but a failure can be a major disaster.